You're listening to Live 247. We managed to catch up with budding soul superstar Nate James at Jazz FM last week, and here's a snippet of the interview. Nate, welcome. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to Live 247. Tell me, how's the promotion of your new single going?
To know that, you know, people are enjoying the music as much as I am, and the feedback on the single's been fantastic. I just hope it keeps getting better.
What's your parents' nationality?
My dad is black American, mm-hmm. and my mum is white. And
British,
yeah. And my makeup is quarter English, quarter Irish, quarter Red Indian, and quarter American. Big mishmash.
Yes. A nice mishmash.
Yeah, very good mishmash. Yeah.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
I got a brother. He's 22, and it's actually his graduation day tomorrow for his master's, his master's degree. So going down to Brighton for the celebration tomorrow, then coming back with my whole family to Jazz Cafe for my show.
What did he take his master's in?
He did a master's in digital media, and he did a degree in social anthropology and cultural studies.
So he's quite the intellectual.
He is. I mean, we both are, but I've just kind of gone down the arty-farty creative route, and he's gone down the academic route. You know, he's currently in Spain, studying Spanish for a year, and just to basically get another language under his belt for the onslaught of finding a job when he's finished. So, but he's doing well. He's got some good interviews lined up, some big companies and stuff, so he's doing the working side, and I'm doing the fun side, but he's having a lot of fun too, trust me.
What did you study? Because you said that you're a bit of an intellectual yourself.
I did my GCSEs, and I did English Literature, Business and Economics, and Art and Design as my A-levels, and then I did my BTEC in Art and Design, and I was going on to do Graphic Design and Media at university, and that's when the whole music thing started. So I kind of thought, well, I've got everything I need to go to university, so if it doesn't work, I can go back to it, and if it does, I won't need to. And luckily it's worked.
My first professional brush with music was when... basically I started singing in some clubs back home, friends of mine were managers, and they'd heard that I could sing. Then I got into a group about 6 years ago now that was signed to Warner Brothers, and we were all ready to go, and then it all fell apart. The record label sort of merged with another label, and it got very difficult. Basically politics got involved, so we kind of called it a day as a group, very amicably, and I went on to write a shed load of tracks basically for myself. I'm just trying to find a sound and find what I was about as an artist and so on, and kind of went from strength to strength, and here we are.
So what was the earliest age that you started singing at? When did you first
from when I could talk, literally. I mean, my dad, you know, and still does, played, you know, the classic soul, Stevie, Marvin, Teddy, Luther, Barry, you know, all the old school crooners. And that's, you know, where my love of music came from, just hearing them, listening to what they sang about, listening to how they sang it. And ever since I saw my first Top of the Pops, I was just like, I want to be on that stage doing my thing. So, yeah, basically since I could talk.
What star sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Do you drink?
I'm partial to a beer or two, yes.
Do you smoke?
I do, but I'm not supposed to be, so it's something I'm going to be getting rid of very soon.
Is it bad for your voice?
Apparently it adds a sexy huskiness to my tone.
And that's a problem?
That's a good thing, as far as ladies are concerned, from what I've heard. So I'm not blowing my own trumpet, it's just what I've been told. I'm going to leave it there.
Tell me, you describe yourself as a soul singer.
Yeah.
What do you think distinguishes soul from R&B?
To be honest, for me, rhythm and blues and soul is all kind of in a similar vein. You know, I think soul music has stood the test of time as the music of love and of affection, and whether it be relationships that have gone wrong or relationships that you're in and you're so in love and just amazed by the whole feeling of being in love and all that sort of stuff. I think that's what soul music has been based around for a long time. I don't think it really is a different genre. I mean, I've mixed new school soul with old school soul in inverted commas, which is what I've been told, and I kind of incorporate the old school flavours of Stevie and Marvin, but also bringing in the kind of, you know, music soul child, Raphael Sadiq, those kind of funk vibes as well, and a bit of Prince, a bit of Lenny Kravitz, and it's just a mix of my influences conveyed through my voice kind of thing.
A lot of people say that R&B is a bit bland and there's less creativity compared with, say, like the soul of the 80s. Do you agree with that?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, I think that the productions that are coming out at the moment, you know, from your Neptunes and Timberlands and, you know, Teddy Riley's and people like that, you know, they're really clever musicians, you know. I mean, to program a track or to produce a track with the amount of stuff that's going on that they do, I think is an achievement in itself, you know. And for it not to be so intense that people don't understand it or get it, you know, and they're great songwriters, and I personally wanted to bring it back to how the old school sounds were produced and made. My album I want to be recorded live with my band, because I think that, you know, that's to me what soul music is about. It's, you know, and you know, if the keys player plays a bum note, it sounds good even though it's a bum note, you know. So I think that I want to move it back to the old school days, and it seems like it's working. I'm not really so much interested in the crazy quirky beats that come out of America. I love the sounds, I love the music, I love dancing to it in a club, but I don't want them as such on my album.
Which male soul singers have inspired you?
More recent ones have been Raphael Sadiq, Music Soul Child, Brian McKnight. Taking it back further, like I say, Prince, Terence Trent D'Arby, Omar, Marvin, Stevie, Luther. I say the usual ones, but I mean, you know, they've done it so well that it would be, it's not surreal that everyone's saying the same person. You know, I'm sure if you asked Lamar the same question, he'd say the same thing, mm-hmm. Al Green, etc., because, you know, they've done their sound so well, and their songs have stood the test of time that, you know, fingers crossed, I could be there in 10 years' time myself.
Which female soul singers do you most admire?
Female soul singers, wow. Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, Whitney Houston. Well, Whitney Houston, when she was doing her thing and still singing. I'm yet to see the Whitney comeback. I really would like it to happen. UK sides, Joss Stone, Amy Winehouse. There's a girl up and coming called Natalie Williams, and also a girl called Carmen Reese, who's supporting me at Jazz Cafe, and they're both phenomenal singers as well. I can't wait for their stuff to come out.
Have you ever had any voice training?
No. Had any voice training so far? I think I'd like to get it done, or I'd like to have the voice training, but...
I'm not suggesting...
No, not at all. No, I think that if you fine-tune something too much, it can sound really fine-tuned. And I'm very much a believer in singing with soul, and I don't think that's something that you can train to have. I think it's something that you have inside of you, and, you know, when you're singing about an emotion and it really touches you, you can hear that in someone's voice. So I don't really want to lose that honesty in my voice. And if the training doesn't do that, then I'd love to have training. If it does, I don't want it.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I don't play any instruments fluently. I can dabble. when I'm making beats and finding chords and stuff like that in my house, but I don't play as such, no.
You've got your single coming out next month.
Yep.
And you've got the album coming out in the summer.
Yep.
What are your plans for the US market?
We've actually in the throes of sorting out a deal in the States at the moment. There's been some interesting feedback. I want to conquer the home territory first. And see what happens in America. I mean, obviously, it's everyone's dream to break America, but that's not the reason I'm doing this as such. I'm doing it because I enjoy singing, and if people in America or over here or in Europe or in Australia like the music, so be it. You know, I'll just kind of go where the music takes me. If there's a big hoo-ha about Set the Tone and the album in the States, then I'd love to go out there for 6 months a year and work it. You know, it'd be great.
Nate, I want to say a big thank you for talking to Life 247. But before you go, will you sing us a few notes from Set the Tone?
So if I just sing the chorus of the single.
Baby, I set the tone. Made me step out of this on my own. Acting like nothing's wrong. Need a time out to just be alone. Understand, you don't own this, man. Baby, I set the tone, yeah.
You've been listening to Life 247 talking exclusively to Nate James, but don't go away. We've got 3 signed vinyls of his new single, which you've just heard, if you can answer this question. Nate passed 3 A-levels, but in what subjects? If you'd like to enter this competition, just follow the instructions on the website, and good luck.